Exactly 10 minutes after 8, we've promised this morning that Lorenzo Wilhite would be with us. He is president and CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. How was the drive in this morning?
See, it was okay, you know, and just listening to the radio and seeing that maybe we're going to miss a lot of that big storm, but the coast sounds like it's going to get it pretty.
Yeah. I don't know if I should say we hope we miss it or not, because I know the snow plows and the sanders haven't been out a whole heck of a lot this winter.
No, they haven't. That's true. So I agree. For certain reasons, we do want some of that.
Yeah, we certainly do, don't we? All right. Lorenzo Wilhite is the president and CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. And here we are. January is just about under our belt. A new year's here.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it went, but January has definitely gone by.
It has.
But, you know, I mean, it's given us a chance to, you know, January is always busy because that's when you're really planning out your year and trying to figure out what do we think it's going to look like. And, you know, this next year, I think a lot of us are still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a lot of supply and demand issues. There's, you know, what's going on with the interest rates, economically what's happening. So there's just a lot of unknown for this year.
Sure.
That I think, as well as we try to plan, we're really going to have to sit back and see how it plays out.
Yeah. How has it affected the bank the most and your customers, you think? The pandemic, so to speak.
I think the pandemic has, what it's done is, I mean, in all reality, the customers have done very well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a tough year on everybody, but I think the communities have held in, you know, they've done good, I guess, when you want to think about overall and how the economy has hit our area. But probably the biggest impact on the bank has just been, you know, more on our staffing side, because, you know, who's having to leave because of a COVID exposure, who has children in school and the school has been closed. And, you know, I think everybody's facing those same issues as far as how do we navigate, you know, from day to day, what the differences are going to be.
Yeah, well, it appears that the bank has done a great job. You know, you had the mask thing you were going through, and then you had the protective, you know, glass, plexiglass, whatever you were using, and still are, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely a moving dynamic for everybody the last couple of years.
It has been, that's for sure. And, you know, and you're trying to do both things. You try to keep your customers safe, try to keep your employees safe, but you're also trying to run the business and keep things going for everybody. So a lot of things to juggle.
Sure. More specifically, some things you wanted to share with us this morning, Lorenzo?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, for Wells River Savings Bank, this has been a big change 2022. I mean, Frank retiring, I assume that role. We have a change in senior management. You know, we've just had a lot of changes, but, you know, we think they're going to be good. We think it's going to help us position ourselves moving forward. You know, and I think the other piece that we really want to look at is, you know, for Wells River Savings Bank, when you look at changes like this, is for us to be conscious of, there's so many things that we want to make sure we don't change, because that's what makes Wells River Savings Bank what it is. It makes us a part of our communities that we want to continue. But there's also things that, as we look towards the future, that we know we've got to position ourselves for.
You speak of senior management. There was a nice piece you had in the paper just recently, you know, complimenting and showing our listeners and public, the readers, of your changes in the senior management.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Judy Lavely, who she's kind of been our jack of all trades. She's been our chief operating officer, our chief financial officer. And so we've had some changes there. We promoted her to executive vice president, chief banking officer, to where she can kind of umbrella a number of those areas and still give support and guidance, and really has been a key person for me.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda O'Donnell, who she's got a great story. She's our chief, you know, well, she's right now, she's our senior vice president of finance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she started as an intern at the bank, actually with me when I was the branch manager in Thetford.
Okay.
And for us to have her come back, and, you know, she's got her CPA. She's done very well, and she is doing a phenomenal job for us also, and really helping us on the finance side and some things that maybe before probably Frank usually handled.
Mm-hmm.
That probably was more of a finance piece. And then, you know, on the retail side, Lisa Engel, who has been my right hand for years on the retail side of things, will be assumed the role of senior vice president retail and be overseeing the branch network and that. So I really think we've got a good team. I'm mm-hmm. excited for us to be able to work together and really look at the future of the bank and see what we can do, how we can change some things, but also how we can, you know, maintain what we do in our communities.
Yeah. And one more question. I know a lot of businesses locally are hiring. is the bank.
The bank is hiring, and we continue to seem to, you know, years ago, it really wasn't, you didn't have much turnover, and if you did, you had just a stack of resumes and people waiting. But yeah. as every business out there can tell you, that has really changed, and so we've got positions open. We have a position open in our call center. We have some teller positions. So, you know, we recommend anybody that has an interest to reach out, go on our website, and get us a resume or a letter of interest.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely are looking for people.
Sure. And for our listeners, you know, if they prepare for 2022 and they need the bank for certain things in advance, certain things they need to get on.
Absolutely. So right now, you know, what we're telling and we continue to tell everybody is just reach out to us.
Sure.
Don't hesitate to think, well, is this really an important enough question or maybe I should know this? Absolutely not. You need to call in, talk to us. Our call center staff does an amazing job with answering as many questions as they can and then passing those on to the right people. But yeah, from any of us are willing to sit down and have a talk. We just don't, you know, we're in a stressful environment as it is, and we want people to know that, you know, we're there to be able to help them and work through it.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue this. Of course, Wells River Savings Bank comes in the last Friday of every month, and periodically you'll bring somebody with you from the bank?
I will, yep. What
I'd
like to do is start bringing in some people who can talk either different pieces, and sometimes it's nice to bring in people that are kind of our in-the-back heroes.
Right. Yeah, well, it takes a team, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, we talked about the senior management team. Yeah. We talked about the staff. You know, without everything that they all do and everything that they help with, you know, Wells River Savings Bank couldn't be successful.
Right. Lorenzo, it's good to see you.
You too.
Watch out for that storm this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see what we end up with.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Lorenzo Wilhite, President and CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.